Serena Ryder, 107.5 Today FM, the East Kootenay's playlist. We're sharing a blue sky around the East Kootenay this morning, and Pamela's in from JCI. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dennis. Good morning.
Good. How was the draw? The drive in from Kimberley today?
Always beautiful. One of the best drives out there.
I guess so. So you're a skier. I'm sorry I missed you.
Oh, no, and you will see me again. Like I said, I want to invite you out to one of those beach parties at the top of the K House. We're having them for every weekend forward.
Oh, man, I go to bed at 7 o'clock. I'm not much fun. But anyway, yeah. So what are we in for today?
We're going to talk about JCI and the membership. So this year, I am the JCI Kootenay Membership Director. And JCI is a collective of young, active citizens all over the world, living, communicating, taking action, and creating impact in the communities. So this morning, I've brought with me Mike Matika, which is exciting because Mike is not only the Manager of Infrastructure and Planning for the City of Cranbrook, but he's been with JCI Kootenay for over a decade. He's performed basically every role there is, including president of the local and national chapters. And when I had to kind of sit down and think of who I wanted to bring in that could speak to the best of the heritage of JCI and membership, there was really no one at the top of the list but Mike Matika.
Really good. Welcome, Mike. So did you start the whole process here for JCI in Cranbrook?
No, I didn't. There was a few current community members that really started it about 17 years ago. And then that does involve a lot of our prominent citizens and business owners in the area. So I've been a member for about 10 years, and thank you, Pamela. It makes me feel quite old, but we are a youthful organization, and it does keep me youthful, and it's a lot of fun.
It's got to be rewarding, though. We've had two different members on the air that have said it's been a life-changing experience. Is that because they get involved in different events then?
No, absolutely. There's tons of ways to get involved in the organization, but really, you get out what you put into it. And like Pamela said, I've put 10 years into it, and I feel like it's still every year it's worth it for every bit of time you do put into it. From personal development, professional development, community involvement that we do, and up to international travel that I got to experience as the national president, traveling across Canada, across North America, and around the world. It's been a life-changing experience for me that I certainly don't regret.
Really, really good. How did you get involved then, Pam?
I think a few years ago, I was looking for a pure dynamic that suited my personality, and I found that within JCI. You kind of want to find that group that allows you to facilitate your personal aspirations, your business aspirations. And I think that the collective within that group and how they're outbound in the community and they're creating positive change was something that I identified with. And I really felt a strong desire to become a part of the group and get out there.
What's the commitment they ask then, Mike? Is it so many hours or just what you can and how many meetings?
It's what works for you. We do have a lot of different streams of opportunity. So we do have monthly meetings the second Thursday of every month at 7 p.m. at the Chamber of Commerce. So you can attend all the meetings. You can look at becoming part of the local board. We do have annual projects, and we do encourage our members to come up with new projects and new ideas. So you can put a lot of time in.
Okay. Is there any projects in motion right now?
We definitely have. We have LeaderCast coming up in May. We also have Pubs, which will arrive in June, I believe. And last year we had that on Canada Day, and we had a great showing. What else have we got going on there, Mike?
Well, we are starting some planning for, it's a little bit of ways away, but 2021 National Convention that we're looking to host here in the Kootenays.
Oh, very good. So is LeaderCast coming from Atlanta again, or was it just the one time from there? Is it always from there?
Yeah, it's always okay. Live cast from there to different locations around the world, including here in Cranbrook.
Okay, good. So for anybody that's listening, interested in JCI, what can they do? Contact information and how to get in motion then.
You got it. So you can contact myself, Pamela Curry, through membership@jcikootenay.com. And then we have a Facebook group that's quite active. And honestly, if you know a member, get in touch because they can always bring you into a meeting. We welcome anyone from the community to stop by and get a feel for it at any one of our monthly meetings.
Really good. And how many members now, locally?
About 31.
Oh, that's pretty good. Thank you. Mike, you've got to get off to work.
Yeah, I do, but thank you very much for letting me come by.
Mike Matika, along with Pamela Curry.
I'll see you on that ski hill.
JCI. We'll try and get up there one more time. Thank you so very much. JCI in focus here this morning, 844. 107.5 Today FM, the East Kootenays playlist.